Yesterday we started to talk about the first Rashi in our Parsha, where Yaakov Avinu says that Im Lavan Garti, he lived in the house of Lavan, and he was very close with Lavan, Vitaryag Mitzvos Shamarti, which makes us wonder, where did this magical number of 613 mitzvos actually come from? Now, don't call me an apikoros. I know that we have assumed that there are 613 mitzvos, but is that in fact a correct assumption? Is that really true? So we begin with a Gemara Maseches Makos, Chaf Gimel Amud Beis, Darash Rav Simlai. And this seems to be an Agadat Gemara, an Agadic statement, where the Gemara tells us, Sheish Meos Ushlosh Asher Mitzvos Namru Lola Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu was given 613 mitzvos at Har Sinai, and the Gemara says that 365 are keneged Yemos HaChama, and 248 are keneged Evarav Shel HaAdam. You add that together, 365, 248 equals 613. Amar Rav Hamnuna, Maikra, how do we know that there are 613 mitzvos? Who made up this number? Where did it come from? So he explains, because the Torah says, a pasuk, Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. The Torah was given to Moshe. And as we know, Torah, if you break down that word and you figure out the gematria of the word Torah, is begematria shis mea v'chadsa, rihavi. Torah is begematria 611. Aye, so we're short too. So the Gemara says, oh, don't worry. 611 were given to Moshe, but Anochi Hashem Elokecha and Lo Yielecha were said by the Ribono Shel Olam himself. So he didn't have to give those over to Moshe Rabbeinu to then teach the Jewish people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself taught us the first two. Then the other 611 he taught to Moshe Rabbeinu, who in turn taught it to us. And therefore, we have a source in the Gemara for this idea of 613 mitzvos. The Ibn Ezra, who was one of the most primary commentaries on Chumash, we're all familiar with the Ibn Ezra, writes in one of his essays about this issue, and he says, Ra'isi kama chachamim sofrim sheish meos ushlosh asher mitzvos hadrachim rabim. Says the Ibn Ezra, I've seen many different svarim who have worked very hard to figure out what are the 613 mitzvos. Yesh mehem shesofru bishol gedi ba'machas. V'yesh shesofru b'shalosh mitzvos. Says the Ibn Ezra, this is not as easy as you think, because after all, the Torah, take for one example, he writes, it says, Lo sevasho gedi b'chalev imo, three different times throughout the pages of Chumash. So do we count that once? Do we count it three times? And after all, he says, Chachameinu darshum, the Chachamim figured out what each pasuk actually means, but does that mean that we count it as three different lavim? Does it mean that we count it only as one? V'yesh mi sheyispar ha'pratim ha'klalim, he says, some people who tried to figure out the count did not just take every pasuk and count it as one, but they made general categories, and then they broke down those categories, and maybe that's the way you come up with this idea. And he says that it's really not easy. Ein keitz lemispar hamitzvos, he says the bottom line is, al derech mechkar ha'emes. If we want to be intellectually honest, says the Ibn Ezra, without any preconceived notions, you want to come into this objectively and say, how many mitzvos are there in the Torah? So I'm going to open up a Chumash, I'm going to start flipping through the pages, and I know nothing about the number 613. He says the bottom line is, en keitz lemisbar hamitzvos. There will be no end to the number of mitzvos that you will find. In the end of the day, kasher amir harun shorer, like David HaMelech says, l'chol tichla re'isi keitz, I see that there's an end to every endeavor that we are involved in, but rechava mitzvosecha miyod. But David HaMelech says, when it comes to studying your mitzvos, there is no end. Now what that means is, there's no end to the understanding and the depth of mitzvos, but the Ibn Ezra says maybe it also means that the number of mitzvos alone is never ending. After all, Shabbos has 39 melachos, and in the 39 melachos there are so many subcategories, like the Gemara says, avos and toldos, and each one of the melachos has so many different directions it can go in. How many of those do you count? How many do you keep out? What do you say is a halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai, and what do you say is actual text of the Torah, and how do you make the rules? And says the Ibn Ezra, this really is not simple to figure out at all. In nisparak haklalim v'haikarim u'mitzvah shiyomedes la'ad, if we're only going to count the klalim, the main categories, and a mitzvah that is something that is relevant for all generations, not like the mitzvah of Yitzias Mitzrayim when we have to take money from the Egyptian neighbors, not something like that. Ein ha-mitzvos mishesh meos u'shlosh esrei. He says, I don't know that we would get this count. I'm not sure we would come with this answer of 613. Says the Ibn Ezra, I'm just pointing out that it's not as clear as you may have thought. Now that we have the number 613, all the Rishonim and the Gaonim are trying to figure out, well, what is counted and what's not counted, and the Rambam has all of his Sharashim to figure out how do we decide what is counted and what's not? And the Rashbates also has a discussion about this, and he says, Davar Muskam Hu B'chal Yisrael, we know, you ask any average person in the Jewish community, what do you say? How many mitzvahs are there? He says, we know that the minyan is taryag. We know there are 613. There's nobody who ever disputes that. The only dispute is, how do we count the 613? And the Rambam makes his list, and the Ramban takes a bunch of mitzvahs off, and therefore he has to add on his own, he has to make up new mitzvahs that the Rambam didn't count. And then he says, v'shema, mashuhuskam ha-minyan ha-mitzvahs heim taryag, hulafi das Rab Simlai. He says it could be that this is based on the passage of Rab Simlai in the Gemara, but he says, avol nismach ha-sugis ha-talmud, he says, if you go through the Gemara and you really go through the psukim, he says, mashi izkir b'chal makam ze ha-minyan hulafi shalom atzinu chacham acharmanum. He says, maybe we've only based ourselves off of this 613 number because we don't find in Chazal any other number. So we're just working off that, but he said, who said it's true? And the Tashbait says, he's not exactly sure that this is really the number that we all have to be stuck with. Now again, if you're not stuck with a number, like the Ibn Ezra said, you can just go on and on forever. However, although this is a major discussion amongst some of the Rishonim, are there really 613 mitzvahs or not? The Ramban in the first Shoresh, the Ramban when he discusses what he believes are the 613 mitzvahs, he says, absolutely we believe that Rab Simlai is correct, and it's not just an Agada to Gemara, and there really are 613 mitzvahs, and he says, Mi misparzu ein lazuz, he says we should not question this number 613. The only thing we need to do is figure out how we get to that calculation, which is extremely difficult. And that's why many of the Rishonim had this discussion. Now you need to ask yourself, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us so many mitzvahs? Would it not have been easier if we just had a short list of mitzvahs and focused our attention on those? Why did the Ribbono Shel Olam give us so many? And the Rambam explains in his Pirush HaMishnayis, Miyisodos HaEmuna Sheba Torah, says the Rambam, one of the foundational aspects and elements of the Torah is Shem Kiyim HaAdam Mitzvah Mishalosh Esrei V'sheish Meos Mitzvos Karoi, says the Rambam, if a person would figure out how to observe one of the 613 mitzvahs properly, ucha hogen, and the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do it, v'lo shiteif ima matara mimataras ha'olam hazeh klal, and I did not involve in that mitzvah, I took myself out of the picture, and I did it solely for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Rambam, not for any other reason. I'm not wearing tzitzis because that's what my mother taught me to do when I was 3 years old, and I'm not wearing tzitzis because everybody would look at me funny if they didn't see that I was wearing tzitzis. No other reason. It's just me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I buy the most expensive pair of tzitzis with every hiddur in the world, and I do it exactly how I'm supposed to do it. Or I do any other mitzvah in that fashion where I do it exactly the way it's supposed to be done, and I take myself out of the equation. Says the Rambam, Ela Asa Lishma Me'ava. I did it because I love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I understand this is what he asked me, this is what he instructed me to do. Harehu zocha ba l'chai ha'olam haba. Says the Rambam, this is a direct quotation, that will bring a person directly to olam haba. If in your lifetime you can figure out how to observe one of the 613 mitzvahs. And here, says the Rambam, this is what it means. Reb Chananya ben Akasha Omer, we say this Mishnah all the time. Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'zako says Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give opportunity to the Jewish people to have a schus. Lefikach, therefore, hibralam Torah mitzvos. Really? One could ask themselves, if God wouldn't give me so many obligations, I would have less opportunity to make mistakes. But because I have to say Kriya Shema every day, and because I have to wear tefillin every day, and because I have to keep Shabbos every week, and because I have so many things that I have to remember, there are so many opportunities for me to make a mistake and then be punished. So what do you mean, lefikach, hibralam Torah mitzvos? It's not a schus for me that I have more opportunities to do mitzvos. It's something that can potentially hurt me that I have to do so many mitzvahs and keep my mind on all of that. Says the Rambam, no, the reason why is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that each one of us has a different tchunas ha-nefesh. Something speaks to different people. I always find it interesting. Different parts of Torah speak to different segments of the community. Some people love halacha. And again, one shouldn't be at the exclusion of other, but in the end of the day, we're all human beings, and we all have a certain limited, finite period of time that we're able to learn during the day. So what are you going to focus your attention on? Some people love Daf Yomi. Personally, I would never be able to do the Daf Yomi. I would go crazy if I learned 7 blot a week, and it was just so much information piling in, and I wasn't able to keep up, and then I would be behind one day. It wouldn't work for me, personally. I know it works for lots of people, thousands of people all over the world. For me, it wouldn't work. But it does work for a large segment of people in our population. Some people love to learn halacha. I happen to love halacha. Other people find it very boring. Other people find it very confusing. And they say, what do you mean? The Shulchan Aruch says that. The Ramah says this. How could it be? Svardim and Ashkenazim are arguing. The same way this is the way it works in many other areas and disciplines, that there are certain aspects of Torah that speak to us. Again, they should all speak to us, but I'm just saying in a context where we only have a limited period of time to study, what is it that we're going to do, says the Rambam. That's the same when it comes to mitzvos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ratza HaKadosh Baruch Hu luzakos es Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Rambam, wanted all of us to have opportunity to make it into Olam Haba and to have a very comfortable place there. Lefikach, here b'alehem Torah mitzvos. Therefore, he says here, 613 options in front of you. Not that any of them are optional, but all of them are the option for you to focus solely on one mitzvah over the other because it speaks to you. So if your mitzvah is Liman HaTorah, go for it and show me that you're willing to do it, not because you're going to become the greatest Talmud Chacham and show off to your friends how much you know, not because the community is going to respect you, but because you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Show me that the mitzvah of Tzitzis, the mitzvah of Shabbos, or anything else that we do, show me that this is what your passion is. I remember a number of years ago, somebody was telling me about the person who started the Shatnez Lab in Brooklyn. Again, he took it upon himself. I forgot the backstory of why he took this upon himself, but before him, people were really not aware of the whole inyan of shatnez, of what it is that was problematic, of what it is that was okay, and he made this his life mission. And there's nobody who can mistakenly say, if you would ask his children, I remember Rabbi Nissen Kaplan, who's the Rosh Hashiva in Yerushalayim, he told me many years ago, probably 15 years ago, he said, I want that my children should at some point in their lives, if I would ask them, if anybody would ask them, what is Abba's favorite mitzvah? They would be able to identify what it is. He said, I have to be identified by something. Either tefillah is most special to me, or learning is most special to me, or Shabbos is most special, but something that my children should know. That's my thing. I guarantee you, the Shatnez man's children, if you would stop them any time of day, in the middle of the day, the middle of the night, in the middle of their sleep, and you would ask them, what does your Abba love to do most? They would say, he just lives, breathes, and loves Shatnez. That's all he does all day long, and he's devoted his entire life to this mitzvah. Says the Rambam, that's what it means. Lefikach, here b'alehem Torah mitzvahs, God gave us so many opportunities to choose what it is that speaks to us, what it is that is going to be something that will bring us into Olam Haba. And therefore he says, this is really what the Gemara means. Rav Chanina ben Shradion was in a conversation, the Gemara says in Maseches Avodah Zarah, he asked, am I going to go to Chai HaOlam Haba? Am I going to have a place in Olam Haba? Says the Rambam, the Gemara responds, that his Rebbe asked him, Klum Maisa Baliyadcha, did he ever do anything? Maybe let's discuss it. And he says, yes, once I did a mitzvah tzedakah, nobody was watching, and I made sure to give it, and I did it the right way, and wonderful. So what do you mean? Rav Chanina ben Trauden didn't live a life that would lead him into Olam Haba? Says the Rambam, no. His Rebbe was asking him, is there any mitzvah that you ever have excelled in, that you've done perfectly, that can be the ticket to Olam Haba with nothing else involved? And he says, yes, you know what? I once gave tzedakah, not for any other purpose. I wasn't going to get any credit. Nobody was watching. Nobody would ever know. And I did it because I love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he told me that I should give tzedakah. Says the Rambam, that's what it means. Lefikach hir b'alehem Torah mitzvos. That is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Tariyag mitzvos, to give each person an opportunity to choose what it is that they will tap into and they will excel in more so than all the other mitzvos. Again, not at the expense of any other mitzvah. So let's not make a mistake. Rav Volber writes in the Alei Shor, the bottom line is we have 613 mitzvahs and people can go in many different directions what they choose to focus on. You can have the Shabbos man who makes that his mission. You can have Rabbi Scheinberg who makes Tzitzis his mission. Everybody has whatever it is that they feel speaks to them. However, writes Rav Volba, the bottom line is always going to be mitzvah achasein. All of them need to direct us in the same place, which is kihem chayenu v'orech yameinu. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do. And these mitzvahs are a conduit to make us feel more closely connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And he says, the same way every part of our body is important to us, and one cannot focus on one aspect of their body over the other, even if I'm a bodybuilder and I decide that I want to work out and I want to be strong, I cannot ignore the fact that I might have an infection somewhere. I cannot ignore anything else, but it doesn't mean that I don't focus on one part more than the other. Someone wants to get something done on a certain part of their body because it makes a big difference to them. Doesn't take away from the fact that the rest of their body is important as well. And therefore says Rav Volba, this is important. Although it's true that the Rambam says there are 613 different options of what a person can choose to really excel in and focus on for his ticket to Olam Haba, at the same time, writes Rav Volba, we have to remember that all of them together bring us to all one matara, which is, Kihem chayenu v'orach yameinu v'hem nehegeh
Yomam v'layla.